piensas que soy como aquel que burló tu inocencia. Sé que supe lastimar, no hablemos más del tema. Pero algo aquí falló, y para eso estoy yo, para hablarte de.
On CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, you're listening to Gregory Gann's show on the station, and the theme of this week is... Well, you guessed it, it's piano music. I guess piano music comes in all shapes and sizes. Everything from boogie-woogie to contemporary classical. Of course, there's a long and rich history of pianos in music, in music performance, etc. So today I will be featuring a lot of Canadian artists as well as some of the more eclectic and perhaps more classic artists that we consider as kind of piano virtuosos. So, without further ado, I'd like to start with a little bit of Canadian music with R. Mary Schaefer on piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, there it is. Armory Schaefer's duo for violin and piano from 2008. So allow me to correct myself, please. This is from the album My Life in Widening Circles by Armory Schaefer. It's an album released in just last year. I picked it up recently from the Canadian Music Centre. It's one of the most beautiful albums I have of Armory Schaefer's. I was so incredibly impressed by this. Anyways, this is of course a duo between a violin and a piano from 2008. In 2011, this piece received a Juno Award in Canada for the Classical Composition of the Year. So, you know, when I say piano music, I don't mean to be so strict, but of course this incorporated piano in a beautiful duo. The performers on this disc are Lands End Chamber Ensemble. Okay, next I wanted to play another Canadian composer. This is from the Portrait series of Centre Disc Label. This is a Piano Sonata No. 1 by Talavaldas Kennens. It's about 16 minutes in length. This is another renowned Canadian composer that I wanted to feature on this program today.
Thank you.
So you heard Tallywaldi's Canons off the Canadian Composer's Portraits Centre Disc label. This was a piece called Piano Sonata No. 1, performed by Arthur Azolins, who was one of the students of Kennan's at the University of Toronto. He was a Latvian composer, was born in 1919, and he moved to Canada in 1951 and stayed on for many years teaching at the U of T. Okay, now a few short announcements, and we'll be back with some Steve Reich, John Cage, and some compositions courtesy of John Zorn from the Book of Angels, Volume 6. Okay, stay tuned.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Please remember to watch your language.
Get your early bird passes for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival until June 11th.
Step outside normal society with Steve Earle and the Dukes, Dvachka, and Vancouver's own Hannah Georges.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 19th to 21st at Jericho Beach Park. More information at thefestival.bc.ca.
The Vancouver Folk Fest is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.